Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Elena Clancy Hansen. She's the Director of Development for the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. Good morning to you, Elena.
Good morning.
Hey, Elena, we're going to talk about something dirty.
Yes, we are.
Okay, this event is called?
The Audubon Mud Run.
All right, and it's happening when?
It is happening this Saturday, July 19th.
Now, I think I've seen these on TV. People are running, falling down the mud. They are mud from head to toe. You think that's what's going to happen?
That is my goal for everyone besides me, to be covered from head to toe in mud. Yes.
It's just amazing. You know, I'm going, I don't think I want to do that, but I think maybe it's an opportunity to be a kid again. You know,
yes.
You used to run through the mud puddles and get all dirty. Wow.
Yes, that is absolutely what it is for, because it is a completely fun event. This is for people who are, you know, not an avid athlete, for people who just want to come out and have fun and get muddy from head to toe.
So where is this held?
It is going to be on the fairgrounds at the Audubon County Fair, and we're going to actually transform the racetrack into our course.
All right, so it's going to take a bit of water. And I'm sure a little bit of strategic plan in there to get that done. Are the firemen helping you?
Yes, the Audubon Fire Department has been very, very gracious in letting us borrow their truck for the morning and fill the holes for us.
Yep, you gotta. About how deep is it? I mean, is this something you get up to your knees in, or does it kind of depend where you are on the track?
It's going to depend on where you are in the track. A few of the holes have been dug out there on the track. And our goal is to not get the water any deeper than a couple feet, just for safety reasons.
Yeah. So is
as
there...
it gets trampled down, if it gets a little deeper, then it does.
Okay. Is there an age limit on this?
We are asking everyone 12 and up, just for
okay.
the fact that under 12, it's too hard to make the route fun for adults and safe for kids at the same time.
Okay. Well, next year maybe you can just add a separate one for little kids.
We thought about that, and like you said, next year it's definitely an option. This first year we're going to kind of see how things go and kind of play it out, and that's absolutely an option for next year.
And, you know, we're talking about next year. Some people are going, well, I don't know. But you're already headed for success.
Yes. That is always the goal. We're always looking ahead, and even a lot of the obstacles that we built, you know, we made them with the anticipation of possibly doing this again next year.
Okay. And how many people do you have enrolled at the moment?
At the moment, about 130.
Are you taking more?
Yes, we will take more. You can sign up online. You can register through active.com. The easiest way to find our link is to go to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital website, which is www.acmhhosp.org, or just Google Audubon County Memorial Hospital. And there's a link right there on the homepage. And that will be open until, I believe, Thursday night. And then Friday, I will be at the figure eights on the fairgrounds taking registrations. And then we'll also take registrations the day of the event. But if you wait until Friday or Saturday, I'm going to charge you an extra $5.
Okay.
$25 Friday and Saturday. If you register online, it's $20, and then Active will charge you a little bit of a processing fee.
Okay. So and this money is going to a good cause, right?
Yes. With this money, we are going to help the Audubon County Memorial Hospital purchase a 3D mammography machine.
All right. Good. Sounds like a good plan. And,
of course,
the foundation is... That's one of your purposes, right, is to make sure that the hospital has the kind of equipment it needs to stay up to date.
Correct. That is completely our mission, is to improve the facilities and the equipment and keep everybody up to date and educated on all of those equipment and services.
Okay. Now, we'll come back and mention the dates, all that sort of thing, for the mud run, but you do a few other fundraisers throughout the year.
Yes. We do a whole handful of fundraisers, quite a few of them are here in-house that we do. Hold on, I'm going to get a page over the intercom. Sorry.
That's okay. Because I know you want to be sure you have them, and when you've got more than one or two, sometimes you got to go, okay, I need to be sure I check that out, Elena.
Yes. So we hold our Scrubs Fair, which is we have a vendor from Carroll come in, and they sell medical uniform scrubs. That one will be August 20th here at the hospital.
Okay, coming right up.
Yep, September 15th, we have our jewelry fair. The 19th of October, we have our harvest dance. And then the 31st of October, we have our Books Are Fun book fair. So we just never quit.
Yeah, that's right. You have a full schedule there and kind of something for everybody. I mean, your book kind of thing, that can be for little kids or older people. I mean, all ages, you kind of got covered there.
Yep, that's what we try to cover, is to get everybody in and invite them into our facility and show them who we are.
Good. And what other, let's just kind of review just real briefly, not, you know, I know you can't list everything, but what are some of the kinds of things you've done in the past because of the fundraisers and all the work you've done? What are some of the other kinds of things you've provided?
Recently, we purchased a 3D, 4D ultrasound for the radiology department as well. We do different things for the fitness center, different equipment for the nurses. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of laparoscopic tools that we're going to purchase, an anesthesia machine for surgery. Pretty much,
just go
from department to department and ask them what we've bought, and they're going to be able to list you a whole list of things.
Okay, great. Well, I'm guessing that's one of the reasons you are able to carry these things out, because I'm thinking you need a few volunteers to help you here with all of these.
Oh, yes. My volunteer list is very long for this event. And, I mean, and I don't even have to ask. People are so willing to help out, because, especially hospital employees, because they know that we give right back to their department. Mm-hmm. And so they are willing to come and give a couple hours of their time to help support us in return.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about this mud run again, just in case people have not seen it, have not done it. What do you do to prepare? I mean, there's special kinds of clothes, shoes. What do you need?
Well, I just encourage everyone, actually, I'm telling everyone, you have to wear shoes.
Okay.
Because it is an old racetrack. We don't know what might surface as the ground is getting stomped on. So shoes are a must. I'm encouraging fun costumes if you come as a team or as an individual. If you just Google different, you know, mud run races, you'll see everything from tutus to crazy shirts and things like that. And other ways to prepare, this, you don't have to run it. You can walk from obstacle to obstacle. We're going to have about 10 obstacles in our mile-long course, so it's only going to be about a tenth of a mile between obstacles, so you can see it, you can walk to it, you can run to it. Completely your choice. So you don't have to be in prime shape for this. Just be ready to have fun.
Can it be a race? I mean, are you going to proclaim some winners?
We do not plan to at this time,
okay,
because it is just a fun event.
Uh-huh.
We have had a couple fire departments sign up that want to make it a competition between them, and so I've heard that a trophy has been purchased for the fire department team. We might have to actually time them otherwise. You know, if you want us to time you, we can probably make that happen.
Okay.
But there will not be any awards.
Okay.
For the
overall fun run or walk, time things. But that's kind of interesting now that you have some competition set up on their own.
Yes. Yep. It's kind of a, you know, I know you, so let's, you know, challenge you to do this event. So.
Do you know of some other teams?
Yes, there are. Actually, we have more teams than we have individuals. We have a couple teams from here at the hospital. We have a couple of businesses in town who have sponsored teams. There's some fun names that I probably shouldn't say on the radio.
Well, then people need to come and see this. I mean, one way to have fun is to participate. But I'm guessing you're going to have some space there if people like me just want to come and watch.
Oh, absolutely. We will have the grandstand open. And we will have, the fair board and the pork producers will be serving sandwiches and drinks there for the grandstand. Brandon Toft is going to MC the event for us and play some music and things like that.
Is there a fee to come in the grandstand?
There will not be a fee, but we do ask that you buy some concessions to support the fair board in that way.
Sure. Yes, and obviously this is a very cooperative effort. You had to have lots of people helping, not only your own volunteers, but like you say, fair board, fire department, and so on. That's what makes all this happen.
It does. It is. And Audubon is a great community, and there is so much support. Audubon County, there's so much support for everybody. And as you said, there is no way we could have done this without the help of everybody involved.
Okay, Elena, just in case somebody's listening and say, you know, I'd like to go do that, how do they get registered?
go to Audubon County Memorial Hospital and click on the Register Here link and sign up right there on active.com. It'll take you right to active.com.
Okay.
Or you can come to the fairgrounds Friday night or Saturday afternoon starting at 2:30. We will be taking registration.
$20 or $25 depending on when you sign up, but it's all going for a good cause.
Absolutely, and that's one of the cheapest mud runs that you will find anywhere.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Elena Clancy Hansen, for telling us about this fun event that's happening coming up this Saturday. And until next time, here's a thought. You're never too old to learn something stupid.